You will hear five short extracts in which secondary school teachers are talking about changes that have been made in their schools. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says about the changes. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
Next year we're starting lessons at 10 rather than 9 every day. The head says teenagers need more sleep than adults and they'll be more receptive during class if they come in an hour later. It's a fairly radical idea and it's attracting a lot of attention from the press. I just think it's another one of the head's schemes to get publicity for herself. She clearly has her own interests at heart rather than those of the kids. Perhaps I should have spoken out at the consultation meeting, but she's got the support of the whole teaching staff, and they don't seem to care that her motives are all wrong.
Speaker 2.
I'm really fed up with our head of department. We all are. As well as having absolutely no interpersonal skills, he has a habit of making changes without bothering to find out what anyone else thinks first. He told us in a meeting last week that we're going to be using a different course book for Year 8 next term, and he's ordered 3 class sets already. I'm not saying that a change wasn't necessary. I think we're all a bit tired of the book we're using at the moment. But I do think he could have let us have some say in the matter before going ahead. It's no way to run a department.
Speaker 3.
Until now, a student's end-of-term report consisted of a mark for each subject, followed by a summarising comment from the tutor. With the new system, each subject teacher has to write a comment as well. And since I teach maths to as many as 200 students every year, it'll take me absolutely ages. The head says the tutor's comment isn't enough to give parents a full picture of how their child's getting on. But I think it's fine, as long as it's carefully written. Most parents won't read the comments anyway. They're just interested in the marks. It's a waste of time as far as I'm concerned. And I know the majority of my colleagues feel the same.
Speaker 4.
The situation in Year 10 is not much better than it was before. Mixing up the classes like that, splitting up the troublemakers, is a step in the right direction. But it doesn't go far enough. They're still there and they're still causing disruption to lessons. The head should have asked the parents to come in and got the kids to make certain guarantees in front of them, made them promise to improve their behaviour and so on. Then, if the promises aren't kept, expel them from the school. We told her that, but she said expelling them would just create problems for other schools. She needs to be much tougher.
Speaker 5.
There's some building work going on outside the music room. The windows are double glazed, but they're not thick enough to keep out the noise, so I've been moved to a room on the other side of the school. I've changed rooms many times before, but never to one as bad as this. The ceiling's high, and the acoustics are terrible for the piano. Plus, I have to shout to make myself heard, so my throat is suffering, and then the sun streams in during the afternoon and sends the kids to sleep. I'm telling you, as soon as the work's finished, I'm moving straight back to my old room.